would you do for epilepsy?
Okay. You know, one of the programs I have that I often refer to is a program I call the Incurables Program.
Yes.
And the reason is that it's a blitz. So many diseases, you know, I'll back up to a little story. When I first did a brain examination of a cadaver, and I pulled that brain out and I held it in my hands, I knew immediately we weren't supposed to be there. I knew immediately we do not know enough. We do not have what it takes to be inside the human body, to be prodding and poking and cutting and burning and altering metabolisms with chemical poisons. We're crazy. The best thing we can do is try to create a lifestyle that is so insanely positive and nurturing that your body will heal itself from anything. And that's really what the Incurables program is. I'll be the first to admit, we don't know enough about any of these diseases to try to heal them with chemicals and radiation beams and cutting and snipping.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. We don't even know how the human body works. Read any anatomy, especially physiology book, and the first thing you'll see is everything eventually leads to, we don't know.
Right.
Okay, the reality is we don't know. But doctors, scientists, and professors are afraid to say that. Well, I'm not. We don't know. Epilepsy or seizures can be caused by a vast amount of things, the 100 that I know of and the 5,000 that I don't. So the best way to do it, if you try to chase the epilepsy or any disease, you're always going to lose. Or it could take you years to discover. I don't have years, and my patients didn't have years. Most of my patients were already told they were going to be dead 2 or 3 months before I ever saw them. So I need to get there quick, and the best way to do that is a blitz. A blitz program like the Incurables, where you're affecting your body, mind, and spirit in just about every way possible. In fact, some people often say to me, I've done your total Incurables program, and I think, liar.
Yeah.
I put so much in that program, I don't think anybody could really do it. My patients all failed. I fail on it. But the point is every waking hour, you're doing something positive for your body, mind, and spirit. And so epilepsy and any disease where a doctor says it's incurable, that's why I call this the Incurables Program, which I borrowed from Dr. Christopher
right.
and his Incurables Program. I pretty much, you know, stole, or my patients taught me everything I got, blended it up and mixed together, and all I think I'm famous for is turning up the volume. I know I'm skipping off epilepsy for a second, but this is important. This is really what set me apart from everybody else, is I literally tried to kill people with water, fresh juices, raw foods, high enemas, and positive affirmations and hydrotherapy. My patients were already dead. I had nothing to lose. And they were ready to put the pedal to the metal and do it with gusto. So I'm like, let's do it. And what I discovered was what a bunch of pussies we all are. You know, we have no breaks at all. We have no hesitation when it comes to partying and killing ourselves. And you've probably heard me say that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But when I always say, when someone opens that seventh beer, they never thought about calling the beer manufacturer and seeing if it was packed in six packs, because that's the adult dosage.
Right, right.
You just party. But when we're getting well, everybody's got their foot on the brake. They're riding the brake. I used to have to beat my patients, throw them off their chairs, throw them in cold showers. And I would often take them on walks on the ocean and throw them in the ocean to get them to wake up and realize, hey, man, if you put half the energy into getting well as you have into killing yourself and partying, you're saved in a week.
Right.
And so, anyways, the Incurables program is really a blitz, a full-spectrum program that I developed to try to hit many different important fundamental areas. And my patients who did the Incurables program had amazing results. You know, cancers fell off or disappeared, supposedly incurable Parkinson's disease, alateral sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, we were just talking about, alateral sclerosis, myasthenia gravis. We could go down that endless list of supposedly incurable neurological disorders. I mean, you name it. what I always called healing miracles.
Right.
Because what I learned is if you turn up the volume, the intensity enough, because here's what I always say. Look, while natural healers and herbalists are pussyfooting around with, scented candles and you know, mild foods and...
Chamomile tea?
Yeah. And trying... So many people I meet in the industry, their focus is trying to get recognized by the government so they can be licensed. I don't give a damn
right.
about that. I always, and I've only had one focus, to help people heal themselves. I don't get into the politics of it. The other herbalists and natural healers hate me. But when you run a clinic and you watch them suffer and die, you work your ass off to help people get well. So I watch the doctors. On the other hand, I mean, come on. If you go to a doctor with cancer, they're going to cut your ass off. They're going to fry you with radiation. They're going to flood your body and blood with the most toxic chemicals known to mankind. Okay? And a natural healer is going to give you a teaspoon of herbs. Uh-uh. I realized that if I was going to get people well from these diseases that even doctors couldn't help, we had to crank up the volume till they puked. Okay, and I did.